You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Foreign online retailers are pushing out local players in the Vietnamese e-commerce market. Alibaba is to launch a Hindi version of its cross-border e-commerce support initiative, and mobile commerce is growing rapidly in China. Foreign online retailers are pushing out local players in the Vietnamese e-commerce market. According to research by the Vietnam E-commerce Association, the most popular e-commerce sites in the country are Lazada, Sendo, and Zalora, the former and latter of which are owned by the German company Rocket Internet. The dominance in the country is attributable to the slick marketing campaigns that have convinced consumers of their trustworthiness, a big factor with many Vietnamese internet users being reluctant to spend online because of security concerns. Online shoppers in the country have significant anxieties about paying online, with the vast majority, 80%, choosing the cash-on-delivery payment option. Many shoppers have also concerns about the quality of products they buy online. The report recommends that any online stores wanting to target the region should invest in marketing campaigns to convince online shoppers of the quality and security of their e-commerce platform, as well as investing in warehouse facilities. Alibaba is to launch a Hindi version of its Smile initiative. The initiative provides financing, logistics, technology, and certification support to small and medium-sized businesses, helping them to export their products internationally. It launched in India earlier this year in July, but the portal was written in English. The Hindi version is set to launch in the next few months, although an exact launch date has not yet been announced. The English language portal has already attracted 4.5 million small to medium-sized Indian businesses, and Alibaba hopes that the Hindi launch will help it to boost this number further. A recent report by Goldman Sachs predicted that the Indian e-commerce market will be worth over $100 billion by 2020. Mobile commerce is growing rapidly in China as smartphone penetration in the country soars. Tencent and Alibaba are fierce rivals in the Chinese mobile payments market, with their online wallets WeChat Pay and Alipay both proving popular in the country. Younger people are embracing mobile commerce at a faster rate than older people. Recent research by Coupify has revealed that mobile e-commerce is growing 300% faster than desktop e-commerce worldwide. With 86% of China's 650 million internet users going online using their smartphones, mobile marketing has become hugely important when targeting Chinese consumers. The rising popularity of cross-border e-commerce in Africa could help to grow the South African e-commerce market, according to research by Ipsos. The study looked at online shopping in South Africa and Nigeria, with these two countries being highlighted as the two countries with the highest proportions of online shoppers amongst internet-connected citizens. 89% of Nigerians with internet access engage in e-commerce, along with 70% of South Africans with an internet connection. The data showed that Nigeria's high rates of e-commerce compared to South Africa were correlated with a higher rate of mobile and internet penetration in the country. The report predicted that as mobile and internet penetration rose in South Africa to similar levels, e-commerce levels would also rise. The research also revealed that one-third of Nigerians with an internet connection are buying from South African e-commerce sites, showing the huge potential of cross-border e-commerce in the emerging South African market. And finally, Apple has launched a version of its virtual assistant Siri that speaks and understands Arabic. The assistant is targeted at the Saudi Arabian and UAE markets. Although other Arabic speakers can theoretically use the app, it may have trouble understanding other dialects. Apple iPhones account for just 17% of the Middle Eastern smartphone market, and Apple hopes that the launch of its Arabic-speaking Siri will encourage more people to buy the phone in the region. This version of Siri will be available on iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.